This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast. Four killed for what?
Was anyone else arrested? That is the question that Brian Christopher Koberger allegedly asked as he was being arrested in Scranton, Pennsylvania Friday morning in connection with the Idaho murders, according to reporter Brian Enton. Koberger had a quiet, blank stare. I'm Tony Bruschi with this breaking update on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What? Here's the latest. As part of his research for both his degrees in criminal studies, the man suspected of killing four people in Idaho went on Reddit and asked other criminals how they planned their crimes and chose their victims. His name, Brian Koberger. Koberger, who is 28 years old, is currently being held in detention while he awaits extradition from Pennsylvania to Idaho. In the early hours of Friday morning, he was taken into custody in the Poconos in connection with the terrible killings that took place on November 13th. Police also seized a white Hyundai Elantra matching the description of the car that police had earlier said they were trying to locate from the scene. The suspect, who stands 6 feet tall and weighs 185 pounds, has not yet made any public remarks. He was a student on the campus of Washington State University, which is only a 10-minute drive from the location where the remains of the deceased students were discovered in their shared house more than a month ago. Koberger holds an undergraduate degree and was working towards a doctorate in the field of criminal justice and criminology. As part of his prior undergraduate degree from DeSales, which he finished earlier this year, he questioned convicts about their offenses and how they planned to prepare for them. Reddit was one of the places he looked for willing individuals. He wrote, "Hello, my name is Brian, and I'm inviting you to participate in a research project that seeks to understand how emotions and psychological traits influence decision-making when committing a crime. In particular, this study seeks to understand the story behind your most recent criminal offense with an emphasis on your thoughts and feelings throughout your experience," he said. The questions included, why did you choose the victim or target over others? Before making your move, how did you approach the victim or target? Please detail what you were thinking and feeling. After committing the crime, what were you thinking and feeling? How was your life right before the crime occurred? Did you prepare for the crime before leaving your home? Please detail what you were thinking and feeling at this point. What was the first move you made in order to accomplish your goal? Please detail any thoughts and feelings at this point. Did you commit the crime alone? After arriving, what steps did you take prior to locating the victim or target, i.e. person or object? Please detail your thoughts and feelings. And how did you accomplish your goal? Please explain what you were thinking and feeling. And before leaving, is there anything else you did? And how did you leave the scene? There's been no response to the news of Koberger's detention from either his family or the institution. It's not clear whether he knew any of the four people who were killed on November 13th or why the police assume he is involved in the case. According to sources within the police department, officers were keeping an eye on Koberger and even followed him to Pennsylvania, where he resides with his family. That's the latest. We'll keep you up to date. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts as to not miss any breaking updates on this developing story. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast. Four killed for what?